Today we are in the final episode of the Where to Start series, and we're finishing off with parenting, which is something we all need. So no matter what your result was for the Where to Start quiz, this is going to be so helpful. And again, that's at mommadeplans.com/start if you haven't taken the quiz yet. And we are going to go over some really practical insights, words to say, just really great mindset shift and just practical takeaways today to, I hope, help you as well with your parenting as much as these little things really shifted for me and improved the interactions I have with my kids. So that's the difference you're walking away with today. If you are in any way just feel like you're constantly reacting in anger and frustration with your kids and their behavior and their attitudes, and it just feels really draining and you're just overall frustrated, this is for you. And this is going to drastically help you have a better time with your kids and communicating with them and hang in there through the end. I'm going to give you a quick recap, and I have an awesome example that's going to really hit home and give you that perspective of thinking about the expectations we have for our kids and their reactions and having more empathy. So do not miss that in the recap at the end. I've got you covered today, and listen in because you will be the first to hear about something today. You're getting first breaking news included during the episode today. So listen in for a little insider scoop. For now, we will get started with these three powerful shifts on mindset and practical strategies for parenting our kids better. My name is Julie Redmond, and this is the Mom Made Plans podcast. Here we get out of survival mode with practical strategies that make mom life easier and more impactful. So let's get into it. Okay, we made it. Part four, the final part of the Where to Start series. And we're finishing strong. We're talking about parenting, which is honestly one of the hardest things, like unrelenting things that I've ever done. And it's way harder than I expected it to be, that I anticipated. And I don't think you know until you're in it. And so I just want to take a moment to just be like, I see you. This is so hard. And also, of course, so rewarding. And I think part of what makes it hard is that it is a lot of personal growth as well, and becoming the best parent you can and raising your children. And there's always so much where we feel we're falling short. And so I just preface that today with, man, I feel real short of the goals that I want to be. I'm sure you have some of that too, but I want to share three insights that have really helped me in the last couple years. It's really helped me become a better parent and to make it feel a little bit easier. Like even in the hard moments, it still feels easier with these like tools in my tool belt, so to speak. And so that's what I want to share with you. We are going to get right into these three things. But I do want to remind you, this whole series has kind of stemmed off of the Where to Start quiz. And so this is off of the result that you need a parenting boost. If you have not taken the quiz to know if this is your result or not, obviously this is for everyone. We all have, that's the whole thing with motherhood. We're overwhelmed by all of it. This quiz just helps you identify which category of life to like start on when you're just kind of stuck. And so if you want to find out where to start, you go to mommadeplans.com/start, and it's also in the show notes. So let's get into these three insights that have really had a powerful shift for me. Number one is literally learning like brain emotional development. Even just a little bit of understanding has been like this huge shift that I'm like, wait, why isn't this common knowledge? At least for me, I never heard about any of this stuff with like, yeah, you get the things from the pediatrician of like, oh, they should be able to sit up now. They should be able to pick up and jump and like whatever little milestone things. These are the activities and these are the games they should be able to do. But somewhere along the lines, I kind of missed the behavioral, emotional element to all of this. Insight number one is to realize, are my expectations age appropriate? Like, does it align with their actual brain development at this stage? Because I remember with toddlers, I was like, oh my goodness, when do we get any type of rational thought behavior? Like, where's the rationale? Does it ever come? And that was completely unrealistic because they don't have that part of the brain developed yet, literally. So I get super, I could really get on a soapbox here. I get really angry that it's not super clear common knowledge, because do you know how much less frustration parents of toddlers could have if they really understood, no, like literally the brain can't do this. Like, it's still going to be hard. It's still going to be frustrating when they're losing their mind over you handing them a blue cup instead of a yellow cup. Like, it's going to happen. But if you at least have the understanding to be like, okay, this is not like an attack against me. This is not them having some sort of issue on purpose. Their brains literally are just kind of firing off and emotional rage, and like there's no logical thinking happening. So just a few, like, you can do some research, look into it for yourself to understand some of these, but just like as a general overview, when I was like looking into it a little bit. So toddlers have no impulse control or ability to regulate emotion. Like, it's not there. So they're just doing things without thinking. Like, yep, that's exactly what their brain does right now. That is age appropriate. So like from birth to like age 5, everything is based on feelings. It's all just how they feel. There is no logic yet. So when you're frustrated, then what they're saying and doing makes no logical sense. You're right, because that part of their brain isn't there yet. And so it helps you just have so much more understanding. And it's not until 5, all the way through our 20s. Our brain is still developing into our 20s, you guys. So planning, rational thought, problem solving, logic, all that is developing starting at age 5. Like, it's not all there. It's starting then and developing through that time. So this was just immensely helpful for me to just think through, even with older kids, and just knowing like these things are still developing. They don't have the same worldview that we have because we have way more years under our belt than they do and more brain development. So to just simply ask myself in any moment, are my expectations age appropriate? And to remind yourself, like as your kids get older and you're interacting maybe with some friends' kids or out in public with younger kids, remember, like, give those moms grace that have toddlers in the grocery store that are losing their mind. They're probably a great mom. The kid is just doing its thing. Like, that's, they're living in feelings, and that's where they're at in this stage. So to have more grace for yourself and more grace for others, and just this good reminder as you do have older kids, that you keep that in mind as you interact with younger kids where they're at. So big shift of just having proper expectations of what they're physically able to do behaviorally and emotionally. Okay, number 2 is huge. And this is to get curious before reacting. So our default is to just quickly react to whatever our kids are doing that is probably not something good. And they are fighting with their sibling, or they're pouting, they're not getting their way, and they're like throwing a temper tantrum even at like 8 or whatever, you know, they're just doing whatever. And our immediate reaction is like, how dare you do that? Like, you need to be respectful, and we don't talk that way, and just to get raging mad. And so, yes, there is correction that needs to happen. But before we just react and explode in anger at whatever our kid said to us or did to us, it's that key distinction right there. It's not necessarily that they're doing it to us. It probably has nothing to do with you or even what they're complaining about, the device that you took away or that they can't go outside or whatever it may be, they don't have the stuffed animal they want, there's a good chance there's a lot more going on than whatever it is they're actually flipping out about. That to think through, again, in that like development stage, one eye-opening thing I had heard at one point of like, yeah, when your maybe three-year-old is just kind of freaking out all day, that you realize you are placing demands on them all day of like, okay, it's time to do this, time to do that, wear this, we're going to play this. And they have very little control over the world around them. So they're just freaking out because they don't ever have a say. It's all confusing. They're just being shoved and pushed around all day long and they just kind of spaz out. And that makes so much sense of like, oh yeah, I would feel that way too. And so thinking through that and like when your kids get home from school, if you have school age kids and they are just grumpy, like everything is wrong. The snack you got them is wrong. You're not fast enough to bring them something. The question you asked was just revolting to them to be like, you know what? Maybe they don't really have an attitude with me. Maybe they had a really hard time at school today and a friend was mean to them, but they are not able to communicate that right now. And so all you get is anger. And so your reaction is like, you're such a brat and I'm so frustrated with you. And there's just a lot of anger and you just go back and forth in anger all night. When really, if you would have taken a moment to get curious of like, I wonder if something happened today that they're feeling a little insecure or they got their feelings hurt or they were embarrassed by something, just to think through like, what are some possibilities that could have happened that are making them feel this way right now? And so instead of jumping straight into reaction mode, to force yourself and train yourself to take a quick breath and be like, okay, what else could be going on? And this curiosity taps into empathy. Like we're gonna go to empathy first before reactions. And it has spared so many frustrating arguments by stopping myself from going straight into reaction anger and just trying to problem solve whatever's up, because that may not really be the issue. And so there's been a lot more grace and a lot more conversations that have been able to happen and release for my kids to be able to share things and kind of get it off their plate, that they're not holding on to it so tightly of whatever happened, and just that frustration level in them is just continuing to stay elevated, where we work through this curiosity first and it gives them a chance to diffuse that and have a better time. So this has been massive to just shift to curiosity first. So that is the second tip for you today. If you're finding these parenting tips helpful, then I'm going to let you in on a little secret that has not been shared yet. If you have heard me talk about the new monthly Momentum subscription box that's coming out, it is all about taking you out of survival mode 1 month at a time. We're going to work on one aspect of your motherhood and your home and just really chip away at making a lot of progress in 1 month so you can finally feel like you're not just putting out fires all day and just trying to get through the day. Like this is massive change in very simple, effective steps. And so this monthly subscription is just going to guide you through that process and you will have direct connection with me and support with that, and just like some fun mail each month with some resources and tools and goodies to work on it. And the first one is going to be a parenting theme. So this is definitely going to be up your alley to give you some more of these practical things with phrases to use and just different resources and tools on how to keep these top of mind so that you remember in the moment what to say to help work through and have less frustration and like arguments with your kids. You can head to the show notes or go to mommadeplans.com/box and get on the wait list. So I will let you know as soon as the link is open to purchase the parenting box. So I'm really excited to share that with you. So you are officially the first to know the theme of the first box. So this will be a perfect match. Head on over again, mommadeplans.com/box, and you'll get the rest of the details shortly. And then the third one, in kind of going along with this thinking of curiosity and that approach, it's so easy to do so many questions to our kids, like just to always ask questions. And while that feels harmless, it can feel a little interrogating. And so the key here is more statements, less questions. And that is that empathy piece as well, to understand where they're coming from. So instead of doing that reaction of, what were you thinking? Why would you do that? Do you want me to yell right now? Or do you just want to fight? Like all of these things that just continue to trigger more frustration from everyone, that everyone's going to continue to be agitated and just like, why can't you just stand there? And so think through their perspective for a minute, switch places. And instead of, even if you're not in a little slightly ragey questioning, even if it is completely neutral feeling where you're not like more on the verge of yelling, even just calm, there's just something different about even like we can even whisper sometimes of like, you are completely out of control and this is not okay. We are waiting in line. Please be still. Please be still. And just like repeating like demands over and over. What if you approach that same thing of, hey, I see you're having a hard time waiting and I know that's really hard to wait patiently when you're hungry or when you're excited to go in somewhere. Do you see the difference? You're connecting with them and it's making it more normal to feel what they're feeling. Just being like with siblings, like, hey, I see you're having a hard time being together. That's neutral. You're not like picking someone's side. You're not starting out with, hey, don't do that to your sister or whatever. Like the entrance is more neutral ground of, I see you both. I hear you both and let's work through. So just using more statements of like, oh, I know it's really frustrating when we don't get our way. I get really upset too when this happens to me or there's none of my favorite food left in the kitchen. Like whatever it is, you just use more statements to initiate things as opposed to questions. Like we all know, how was your day at school? Or like, even if your kids aren't school age and they're with someone else and you're like, how was your day? It's just kind of like, fine, good. Having different ways of like statements of, I was thinking about you today because it was nice and sunny. I bet it was a great recess. Or just ways to shift things and not just always be questions and where they feel like they're on the spot. And just a bonus tip here, insight, is to not focus on all of the undesirable behavior all the time and to do more calling them out on great things that you see. Anytime that they are helpful, that they notice something and pick it up or take their plate to the kitchen, whatever little things they do when they're kind to others, just to really get excited about that and compliment them on that with the same energy level we have towards the less desired behaviors, to really emphasize the good and focus on the positive is huge for building their confidence and not always coming at them. And that feels better for us and it feels better for them. So again, the three insights that are so helpful in shifting parenting and just feeling like a better parent. Number one, always checking your expectations. Are they appropriate, age appropriate, and appropriate for the circumstance? Like put yourself in their shoes a little bit of like, how would you feel? And here's a great example to illustrate this. I saw a video on Instagram recently where a mom was sharing about her kids and they, with one of her children, they had built like a tower and with blocks or whatever, and the other kid comes over and knocks it down. And she's like, it's okay, don't worry, we can rebuild it, it's fine. I feel like we all resonate with that. That's always where we're always like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. We can just redo it. No big deal. Like, don't have a complete meltdown. And then flip the coin. Later that day, she had done laundry and she had piles of laundry on the bed. And the husband comes in and like throws back the blanket on the bed and it knocks over the piles of laundry. Now, what if the husband was like, oh, just fold it again. It's no big deal. are you going to be like, oh yeah, you're right. I think you're going to be a little more annoyed than that. And that I felt like was such a great illustration of the expectations we have on our kids, which with much less emotional regulation and ability to handle frustrating moments. And we're like, it's fine. We'll redo it. No big deal. But if you put yourself in a similar position, oh no, you're going to lose your mind. So I hope you think about that the next time you're like, oh, it's fine. We'll redo it. Let's start with a little empathy first. And number two, get curious before reacting, to remove yourself from the situation and just get curious of what might be going on and how we can communicate and figure out what's happening before just responding in anger and frustration. Number three, to use more statements and less questions. So more of those empathy statements to keep things neutral and help them feel confident that all those emotions they're feeling are normal and we can work through those, and less just kind of questioning why they're doing things the way they are all the time and things like that. So these three insights have really helped so much, and it's just simple little shifts. It just takes practice to get in the habit of just pausing and recalibrating your brain to like think through these couple things first before responding. But it's just these small little things that end up being huge wins. So I hope this is really helpful for you today. And you can kind of keep these, write these down, post it up and kind of have it around to remind yourself and try it out. And let me know how it goes. Let me know how these little shifts go in your parenting and if you see any difference in how you feel and how your kids respond. And the perfect place to let me know would be through a review. So if you haven't done that yet, please, if you're on iTunes, you can scroll down and leave a written review on the episode or the podcast like main page, or Spotify. I know you can do the star rating. So it would be really helpful though to hear what you're getting from these, what your takeaways are. And that's the only way I know. And that's the only way other potential listeners to the show know the value that they get. So if you have found value, if these tips have been helpful, please make my day and share that and just help spread the word through the review so others know what they can expect from the show as well. Thank you so much. I hope you found this so helpful today, you guys, with just these tips on working through your parenting. So again, like write it down so you don't forget this. So you're not in the moment reacting again and being like, oh, what was that phrase? And I've actually got you covered. If you jump in on the June subscription box for parenting, I'm literally going to have done this for you. It's already going to be on some individual pieces where you have these quotes and phrases that you can put up in your house and have done the work for you. So it's kind of a no-brainer that you don't have to think about it. I'm just going to send it to you to make it that much easier. So make sure you're on the list so I can get you the information for when it's live and you can have a massive shift in a couple weeks. So mommadeplans.com/box and let's do this.